Shin Chav Ches Sif Lamed Aleph. Tziporin Shapirsha. Fingernail that started separating from the finger. Tzitzim Shehem Kamaritzuis. Dakris Shapirsha Me'or Ha'etzva Sova Tziporin. Or little pieces of skin that also started separating and they're hanging around his fingernails. In Pirshu Ruben Klapi Malo Umitzaras Oisa, if the majority of them did tear off towards the higher side, we will see soon what that is, and it's causing him pain, then the Sirim Biyad Muti, he can rip it off. The Kli Pot Avil Osef, it's Osef Rabbanan to use a tool to cut them off. Lo Pirshu Ruben, Yad Pot Avil Osef, if only a little bit of the skin got attached, and now he pulls off or cuts off the entire piece of skin, then even to do it by hand, it's the Rabbanon, and the Kli is this, the Raisa. So basically, if the skin started separating around the fingernails, or the fingernails started cracking, you're definitely not allowed to remove it on Shabbos. But if the majority of it ripped off, which is painful, under certain circumstances, it's permitted to rip it off. What are those circumstances? So, going to Rashi, Klapi Malu, Klapi, Raisa is by yourself. This is a machlekes whether the position that is permitted to fully rip it off when the majority of it was already ripped off is that when it's ripped from the bottom and the top is stuck on, and it's ripped from the top and the bottom is stuck on. And therefore, any type of skin or fingernails that are hanging cannot be removed on Shabbos.